Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining my sister, my friend, tonight. Tonight, we are here to enlighten our sisters and all of those that are listening on some ways to help each other in growing our finances and in trusting what we're going through in life. You know that My Sister, My Friend is a show designed to help, undergird, uplift, encourage, and provide resources for our listening sisters that need information on various topics. Tonight our show is going to be about how we deal with trust issues as we grow our businesses and through Christ who strengthens us. Tonight we have Lena Cousins of Be Ready, who is going to go ahead and introduce her panel tonight, and then we will get started with the information that is going to be provided to us tonight. Again, I say thank you for listening. Lena, go ahead. Lena? Okay, let's see. Lena, are you there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, now I hear you. Go ahead and introduce yourself and introduce your people.
Okay.
Ms. Lewis, would you mind if our Lana Cousins would lead us to the throne of grace just before that we start your call?
There is not a problem. Go right ahead. Atlanta, pray.
Let us bow our heads, please. Precious Lord, we thank you for this day and this great opportunity to share our business and our opportunities with the broadcasting public today. Words cannot express how important it is, but we understand that it is important for us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. As the Lord said in Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. My daughter, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my honor and privilege to present the founding members and the ladies. I call us all ladies of Be Ready. It is our privilege, it's our honor, and thank you so much for inviting us today.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I'm going to introduce the members that are on the line with us tonight. I'm going to start with Robert Jefferson, who's our founder and president. We have Reverend Robert L. Halley, Jr. of Texas, who's the vice president of the national organization. We have Royal Ambassador Annette Reed from Arkansas. We have Royal Ambassador Mother Dolores Jefferson from California. We have Royal Ambassador Connie Hugh Hadley from Kansas. We have World Ambassador Jessica Wimbush from the great state of Pennsylvania. And did I miss anyone at this point, someone that I did not introduce? Sally Lurker. We have Royal Ambassador Sally Lurker from the great state of Virginia. Is there anyone else on the line who has not been introduced? No, hearing none. LaShonda, I'm just going to read over the mission of Be Ready. And quite simply stated, the mission of Be Ready is plain and simple. We must get our people paid. Only then can we begin to transform lives. You know, our purpose involves the fact that the middle class is being hammered financially. Young people are getting stuck with huge college debt. And frankly, we pay too much for everything. The solution to the problem is very simple. However, the execution of this plan requires complex strategic thinking, and Be Ready has what it takes. The rich conspire every day to improve their financial books. That is causing a greater and greater gap between the haves and the have-nots. There's a famine in the land. We pay too much for everything. The gulf is also widening between the races. There's a rescue plan in place. There's a helicopter coming to save us from the flood. We need to hop on that helicopter and rebuild and insert ourselves and our peers into a trust model. We cannot rebuild within our communities. We cannot make decisions and move towards financial independence without each other. So at some point, we have to insert trust into everything we do. Okay? Now, with that being said, and the direction, our topic tonight is how we deal with the trust issues as we grow our business through Christ who strengthens us. Now, I'm going to go forward and bring Annette. Royal Ambassador Annette Palmer, I'm sorry, Annette Reed, to the table and have her provide some concerns and input on this topic. Annette?
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I hope everyone's had a great day.
Good evening.
To begin, my husband and I started in this business in 2007. It was introduced to us by Reverend Robert Hatley. And I can remember one thing that he said, trust me. And I'm going to be honest. At first I looked and I said, uh-uh. I couldn't see it at that time. Sometimes it takes some of us longer than others to see things. And then as time went on, I'm watching my husband work the business. And then I had my own little business going on myself. But as I saw things progress and as things are progressing in this time, I can truly say this business has gotten me to the point that I'm understanding things more and more. It has me reading the business section of the paper. I don't know how many of you read the business section of the paper, but there are tremendous changes going on here in these United States. There are things, you know, sometimes we buy a name, and one thing that grabbed my attention back here a couple of weeks ago, I saw where Albertson was buying out Safeway stores. Well, Safeway hasn't been here in a long time, but they bought the name, and it's continuing. But we as women, Christian women in this business, trust is a big thing with us. And one thing I had to learn, everything that Reverend Robert Hadley has told us, has taught us is true. He said, just follow the plan. Don't reinvent it. Just follow what we are telling you and training you. He said, if you are teachable, then you are trainable. And I looked at him real funny on that, because sometimes I'm saying, I'm going to do things my way. Well, I found out in working this business, doing things my way didn't work. It became frustrating. And one thing that I love about this business, ladies and gentlemen, whoever are on the line, you are not by yourself. You won't walk by yourself. You are always accessible to people to ask questions and get your questions answered. But we are women of power. I tell Robert Hadley and them, I'm a woman of power. God has given this to me. And I'm just speaking from my heart right now. And one while it got so that looked like nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, after 7 years, the floodgates have opened. We stuck through this thing patiently. And patience is one thing you have to have, and no one really likes it, because patience takes you through some things. And going through this, I have learned that being patient and waiting on God, I talk to him every day and remind him of his promises. I have my favorite things that I, my favorite scriptures that I read, and one of them is Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse, where it tells me two are better than one because they have a good return in their work. And it says, if one falls, his friend, and I don't use that word loosely, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him. Mm-hmm. And that's what this movement is all about. We're just trying to reach out and help those. And we're just asking you to just trust us. Just trust. I said before, we have dreams, and those dreams can come true. Some of us, I couldn't picture myself as having my own business, but I look at it, I get up in the mornings, I go to work, I hit a clock, and I get paid a salary, and whenever they decide that I deserve a raise, I get a raise. If they feel like that I don't deserve one, I don't. But in this business, I don't have to worry about that. In the beginning, when I was coming home, I never thought about doing this business, working this business. But you can do it at your own time. You can work it whenever you get ready to work it. You can choose your days. You can choose how many hours you want to put in it. And we all know anything that you put into something, you will get a great return. And so I've learned to work this business, even when I'm out grocery shopping, just shopping, period. And we hear people complain all of the time about not having enough money. And it wouldn't be right for us to sit with the secret that we have and not share it. God intends for his people to share what we have. Some will receive it, some won't. But those that have the heart and believe and trust in God that he can take your business anywhere it needs to be. They say you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Sometimes I wonder if that's just words that we say. Do we really believe? Do we really trust God that God would put people in your path that can lead you where you need to go? I was reading a story, and I hope I have time. If y'all don't mind, I'll read a quick story on the aura of success. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It says, I was reading this story about a woman named Ann. It says, Ann found it necessary to join the world of working women after years of being a homemaker. Confiding her fears and uncertainties to a friend, she asked, "Do you have some advice for me?" The friend thought for a minute and then said, "Yes. Become good at something." She went on to explain, "There is something about being successful at what you're doing, a kind of awe. People tend to be willing to listen to you, and they filter what you're saying through their concept that because you are successful, what you say is worth hearing. Our generation abounds with successful Christians in the arts, in business, in politics, in education. It's practically every area of our life. These are persons who have gotten good at something, and other people have taken notice. There's an often repeated saying, God has not called us to be successful. He has called us to be faithful. And working this business, they asked us to be faithful. Not for an instant would I dispute the latter truth, but I would like to pose the question, how much is real success dependent on faithfulness to what one is doing? Is it my thinking that God places no premium on mediocrity? There are obviously material benefits for the person who is successful in her business or profession. But as Christians seeking first the kingdom of God, we can look beyond the material and temporal, but there are also spiritual rewards. The greatest of these is the opportunity of obtaining the hearing when we witness to our faith in Christ. When we speak of God's guidance in our life, and it has apparently gotten us somewhere, our witness may be all to more credible, too. To the man or to the woman, without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. Some people will only heed those whom they view as having made it. Moreover, it is the parable of the talent teaches anything. It is that God has success expectation. He is looking to us to use successful those talents with which he has endowed us. Only then, according to the words of Jesus, will we hear his well done, good and faithful servant. And that is what this is all about. We just ask you to turn and be faithful to the business. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Annette. Thank you so much. Yes. I was discussing this with Annette earlier today, and I come from a family of government employees. It was the most stable job in the world for someone to get hired by the veterans. As a matter of fact, as a registered nurse, I was hired there at a time when they told me there were waiting lists for nurses to get into the VA. And this is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's not in Dallas, Texas. But at one point when I received my 30-year service pin, there was an article that was placed into the local VA newsletter stating, with my picture and my parents' picture, who were also VA employees, that between the three of us, we had served 90 years in the federal government. 90 years between the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
That is how much time we have given up. The long and short of it is that my mother passed away when she was 54. She did not have an opportunity to receive one retirement check. My father lived another 32 years after her passing. He did get her a portion of her retirement check plus his own when he actually retired. He passed on in 2004. Do you understand? I don't know if the listening office, audience understands that under the civil old retirement system, if you are not married, you have no one to give your annuity to. So therefore, it returns back to the civil service retirement system. That's my current position. So when I pass on, my sons will not get a dime. My grandchildren will not get a dime. Nobody will be in receipt of the 30-some years of service that I gave the federal government. I say all this to say that the gap, I'm just reinforcing, the gap, our financial gap is getting wider. There is no chance for us to fill in that gap other than to get ourselves involved in a financial investment program where we can earn monies residually.
Mm-hmm.
This whole concept, and, you know, we have to trust each other on this because this is not something we can do by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to all stand around that log and pick up that log, and we can walk away with it. There's nothing more clear to me, or the best example that I have is the fact that 90 years is gone. I'll never see it again.
Wow.
So if I had known about this, or my parents had known about this, they thought they had a good government job. But the thing is that when they wanted to have some time off, it was based on seniority. They had the request in October for time in July and August. You know, if they were sick, they had to bring in a doctor's excuse that they were out more than 3 days. It was not freedom. It was not financial freedom. It was not job freedom. It was slavery. Okay? So I just want to share that piece with the listening audience so that you can have this in perspective as well. I'm going to ask someone else if they would care to provide their response to trust. I have Sally on the line. I have Jessica Wimbush on the line as well. Will one of you unmute and please come forward?
This is Mother Connie Q. Hadley. And I don't know if one of the other girls are coming on.
Well, Sister Hadley, please feel free to bring us your thoughts on this. Thank you so much.
Okay. I think that Sister Reed had the message tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
She went from A to Z, and I thank God for it. Because, you know, my son quoted the scripture, and then she quoted it again. So that's the scripture for tonight. And that is trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to our own understanding. Too many times we lean to our understanding, what I understand about something or somebody. But the main thing, we have to put our trust in God. And then we have to trust each other because we are the ones here on earth that have to work together. And
Amen.
He also warns us of trickery and people that are not right. But you can
That's
feel
right.
within your heart, if you have Christ in your life, you can feel in your heart whom you can trust. I thank God for Brother Jefferson, for Brother White, and, of course, Brother Hadley, that they have thought of this because I have several missions in my life that I'm still trying to carry out as an 85-year-old lady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, you have to trust. Because in the state insurance business that I have, if I don't trust my clients and they don't trust me, then we're lost.
Yeah.
And I do trust this. And my son knows that it's been a lot of things that he's offered me in the last 3, 5 years, 8 years, that I have not, I have completely ignored it. This, when he brought it to me, I said, well, Lord, I said, I'm going to pray for him, that this be a success. And down in my innermost, I feel that this is a success. I feel that they are going to make it. We are going to make it.
Amen.
Because there are so many. There are those that have dropped the insurance that they took out with me, and others have had to, it left their families and all. Why? Because they didn't trust me.
Yeah.
They didn't trust themselves. They did not depend and have the faith in God that they should have.
Yeah.
And I am saying to us, we cannot live alone. We have to trust somebody because we are not out on an island by ourselves. If you were on an island by yourself, then all you could do was trust you. And if you don't know God, you can't. You won't even trust him. But if you put your trust in God, if you put your trust in your leaders, and I thank God for Be Ready. And I'm saying to those young men, don't be discouraged. Just keep on keeping on. I'm saying to us, we need to put our shoulder to the wheel, and that includes me, and do more about it. Because we, too, get discouraged and disappointed, and we kind of, we drop the ball. If we drop the ball after they have started it to rolling, you know, when they make, when you're making a snowman, if you keep that ball a rolling, it'll get bigger and bigger. But if we stop that ball, it's going, it's not going to get any bigger, and it's going to melt. So I'm saying to all of us tonight to keep prayer. But let me leave this with you. Prayer is not a duty or a habit, but it's pouring forth of the heart in gratitude for every breath, every moment of life and every experience. And I'm grateful for all of life.
Amen.
And after all, it is our attitude toward life that brings us joy in living. And I choose an attitude of joy.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
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 I want to thank you for your comment, Mother. And I also want to give out the telephone number for our listening audience to call us, 310-982-4126, with any questions that you might have for these mighty women of God. Or I want to know if there is anyone on the line that is listening now that would like to ask these ladies of questions about their faith and how they're trusting in God to help promote this business for them. If there is any questions that they need to answer for our listening audience tonight, would you please go ahead and give us a call, or would you please go ahead and ask the question so that we might get a little more enlightened in this about this business, or how that we can trust in God more to help us perform the business, or is there any questions, burning questions out there that we need to answer tonight? Anybody? Okay, well, I'm going to ask the question to one of your Be Ready ambassadors on the line tonight. As Annette has said, that she had reservations about beginning in this business. I would like to ask her, how did she really, really come to the conclusion that this was the business for her? Was it the work that you put into it? Was the finances that you received? Or what actually made you just really know that this was for you?
Well, for number one, I truly believe that
It took time for me. It took God working within me to understand that he was placing me in a place to help other people, because I'm always hearing others, people complaining about their finances or the electric bills, or it was always something. And again, mornings, and there were a lot of times I asked the Lord, I say, put someone in my life that I can help today. You know, and when you're obedient to the word of God, and I'm not going to tell you I was always obedient, but through a lot of trials and tribulations that he took me through to direct me, because I said in the beginning, I had my own business on the side, which was my baking business, and I named it after my grandmother's Curly's Kitchen. I love baking, and I put love into my baking. And people often say, how your cakes and your pies taste so good? Because I put love into it. Now, if I can put love into dough, why couldn't I put love into people to reach out to people that I have something that can help you get on your feet? So it was wrong for me not to be able to reach out when I'm sitting here on information. So to be honest with you, God convicted my heart that this was the business for me, because he kept putting people in my pathway. I would direct them to Palmer all the time. I didn't want to deal with it. But God directed my path to do this. And I'm going to tell you, people, it is best that you obey him. And so that is what I did. And this business brings me a lot of joy. Is it hard at times? Yes and no. Because at the end of the day, I'm looking at someone that we have helped. I'm at someone that would say, at the end of the day, I didn't know this. You would be surprised at what people don't know. And you're walking around with the information. So I hope that answered your question. Clear.
Sister Lewis, this is Reverend Robert Hadley. My ambassador out of the natural state of Arkansas is so humble. Annette Reed decided that she wanted to be a part of Be Ready. She had been working very diligently, her and her husband, Palmer Reed. And they actually had, over the first 6 years, just four partners. She entered in to Be Ready. And that has gone from having four partners to 38 partners, a lot of them out of the state of Arkansas. She has actually grown the business, and she's actually been with Be Ready for 90 days. So think about that. 6 years, three partners. Be Ready, 90 days. So 33 partners. Now, she won't tell you that. She's too humble for that. And yes, she was obedient. And she came in to Be Ready. And she went from three partners to 36 to 38 partners. And she has brought in four different states. And so I really didn't want to get involved and have to speak on the ladies of power, but I'm exceptionally proud of our ambassador of the natural state of Arkansas. And again,
thank you.
Because of Be Ready, she went from 3 to 36 to 38 business partners that fast.
Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Amen.
Good. That's awesome. That's awesome, Annette.
Thank you.
Well, what would you tell your audience, your partners, when they get discouraged? What would you say to them about keeping on, Besides, you know, we as women have emotional issues, and sometimes when stuff don't go right for us, we discourage, we want to quit, we want to just say, forget it, we don't, this is not for us. What would be your encouraging word, or what example would you use for them to make them want to keep going, to keep on doing this?
Lana, can I answer
anybody
that?
Anybody can answer that.
So this is Ms. Roland Baxter Wimbley from Pennsylvania.
As I listen to the phone call, I'm listening to the years that people have been in. I'm the last. I'm like lagging. I'm behind everybody. I'm one of the newest members. But here's my thing. Anything I start, I finish. But this opportunity came to me by way of being a person who's in contact with Reverend Hadley. But the thing that encouraged me was my friend. How'd this get to Pennsylvania? My friend is in Texas, that's Lana. So she was so passionate about it, I couldn't pass it up because she wouldn't keep on calling me about anything that was garbage because she's my friend and I trust her. And I know that she's not going to bring me anything that's wrong. And
all
that's
right.
Why I sort of discouraged with some of the people here when I talk to them. They say that they're my friend. They say they're men and women of God, but they don't trust him because they don't trust me.
Yeah.
And I'm a dependable person, and Lana knows that. Lana knows that anything you ask me to do, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'll do it or die. But don't trust me, and that sort of hurts, but that don't stop me, because, see, I'm going to keep on running and running and running, and I'm not going to stop, because I know who got my back, you know.
That's right.
Because I'm retired. I don't have to do this.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, has your progress been?
Goodness, I enjoy the relationship I have with and if you ever get on the phone and listen to Robert Jefferson, he is so much of an encouragement.
Yeah.
You feel he just with words, he just lifts you up. He just lifts you up.
Yeah.
My question to you is, has your progress been slow or has it been at the pace that you wanted it? Or how has your progress been an encouragement to you?
My progress is like anything else. It's on God's time. It's not on my time. I'm not running nothing but my mouth and my shoes over. That's all.
Right.
I'm not running nothing.
All right.
I like that answer.
All right.
And so he's running it. So whatever he do, I'm going to stick in here. If I know he got me. You know.
That's right. That's
I done
right.
been through some worse than this.
That's right.
Okay, well, that was a good answer.
Thank
you for that. Is there any other questions before we continue, Lana? Does anybody have any other questions or comments?
No, does anyone have any? RJ, did you want to jump on board and comment on the ladies program?
Well, I tell you what, you ladies are doing such a phenomenal job. I don't really need to say much at all, but I'm encouraged just listening to you. I think the question was earlier, how do you stay encouraged and the pace of things? And the thing is, you always get tasked with starting things. No one has a crystal ball. You're just tasked with to start something. And you need to finish the things you start.
Amen.
So the truth of the matter is sometimes the Lord blesses us by allowing us just to see a little bit of the vision. And it's enough to get us going.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know all the obstacles. You don't know all the terrain and all that you have to transverse to get to where you're going. But he does that for a reason, because if you see the whole picture, sometimes you get discouraged. As I say, if you want to eat an elephant, you need a bite at a time. And that's how you have to approach this thing.
That's right.
You can't just jump all on it. If you're trying to get from L.A. to New York, all you need to go is 10 miles at a time. And once you see one 10 miles, you see the next 10 miles. You can do it at night if you can only see a quarter mile at a time. As long as you're going in the right direction and you're on the right road, you'll get to your destination. So I'm just encouraged, you know. You don't worry about the pace and the timing, but as one of the ladies said earlier, you know, you're obligated to share your blessings. You don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. If you're getting repeatedly blessed by something, mm-hmm. as I have been for over a decade, I receive passive residual income. That's money that comes to you without little or no effort to sustain. That's the definition of it. Once you get blessed by that on the 15th of every single month, why would you not want to share that? And that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to share it. There's a group of people that believe to see. There's a group of people that see to believe. And we know that there's more people that need to see to believe than believe to see. But that's okay. You know, after a while, everybody sees everything. What makes an opportunity? An opportunity is when you see it before everybody else. That is the believe to see crowd. These are the people who are willing to put in the work, do the heavy lifting, because they can forecast the outcome. Some people say, well, show me a check and I'm in. Well, that's a nice thing. But if you ever seen a high-rise building, 72 stories high, we all know that you got to dig a big hole in the ground first.
Mm-hmm.
That's called prepping a foundation. Then you have to invest almost a third of your money before you even hit grade level. You got to put this massive hole in the ground and create a foundation. Only then can you begin to build up. Once you build up and everybody can see what you're doing at this point, everybody want to check in the hotel. Everybody say, oh, okay, I can see it now. But it takes a real visionary to see it before you put the shovel in the ground. When you see these people have these cutting ribbon ceremonies, they always got a gold shovel and a big ribbon out there and the photographers out there. These are your visionaries. They got a gold ceremony shovel. They stick it in the ground, but they know exactly what's going to become of this hole in the ground. They know exactly what it's going to do. And the reason why they know how things are going to work out is they executing a plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you execute a plan, not an idea, a plan, you know the depth and the breadth of it, you know how tall it can be, how wide it can be, and you've done the mathematics, you've done the formulation. So when you have your plan in place, it's a matter of execution. If you need everybody to buy into what you're doing, you'll never get started on anything. Because I don't care what situation you're in, the street vernacular is called haters. I don't know what else to call them, but haters sound like a good word to me. These are just people who just don't see the vision and get in your way. The minute you lend yourself to that, you're in trouble. I thank God there was a guy named Noah. Wasn't no rain nowhere to be found, but good Lord told him to build an ark. Okay, and I'm sure he caught lots of grief. But wait till the rain came. Wait till it started raining. Then I bet he got a little bit of help. Noah, can I get that hammer for you? Hey, look, you just got to do what you got to do.
That's
based
right.
on your revelation and your understanding of the job before you. Some of these things are really tough. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off the line. This undertaking with Be Ready is a bold undertaking. It's trying to reach the middle class in all 50 states. That is a bold undertaking. But it is no more bold than the Tea Party. It is no more bold than the sit-in on Wall Street. It is no more bold than Farrakhan getting a million black people to want brothers to go to Washington, D.C. and cough up a dollar when they get there. It's no more bold than any of those things. A man has a plan. He shares it with the people. The people execute the plan. Lives are transformed. That's why we stay the course. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for that explanation. But I just got one more little question that I just need to be clarified. I was talking to someone about the program, and they were ultimately telling me that this was a pyramid scam, a scheme or whatever. Can somebody please elaborate on that to make us know, that our listening audience know, that this is not what that is? Because I believe in the movement, but I need everybody else to know that that's not what it is.
Well, look, let me just jump on that real quick, and I love that term. And when everybody says that looks like a pyramid, I always say it looks more like a Christmas tree to me with all the gifts on the bottom. Here's the thing. If you're not making any money on it and you don't have any vision, it's a pyramid. If you're making money, you see where it's going, it's a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. It's all a matter of perspective. We talked about the haters, the street vernacular for the people who don't get it. These are people don't get it, and they already want to tear you down before you get to going.
One thing
I found out, unless you have nearly 100% of the information or 100% of the trust or 100% of the vision, how can you believe in anything? I caution people all the time. Why in the world would you make a decision, a negative decision, based on partial information? Get your facts, and with your facts, make your decisions. Mm-hmm. I want one of the other ladies to jump in and take it from there.
Well, this is Annette, and Royal Ambassador Annette of Arkansas. This is the way I look at it when I've had people to say to me, oh, that's a pyramid. So I ask them, how long have you been on your job? And when they tell me that, and I tell them how long I've been on my job, have you moved up any further? Well, no. Well, for me, this is a pyramid when I can't bypass my supervisor and move on up to management and then move on up to that top office. So I look at it as if I've been working in a pyramid all of my life when I go to a job and hit a time clock. And I don't move no further.
Hey, man, this is exactly what a pyramid is.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful answer. Thank you so much for clarifying that for me. Is there any more? One other thing about this real quick. Okay.
Pyramids are illegal. I want to say that. Pyramids are illegal. And the main thing that constitutes a pyramid is you have money moving around with no goods or services anywhere to be found. That is the definition of a pyramid. You have to pay Peter to pay Paul. The Attorney General vigorously opposes all pyramids, and you go to jail. Now, we have hitched our wagon to a billion-dollar company. Stream Energy done $6 billion in revenue. This is a company that was not on the map in 2005. From 2005 to today, they've done $6 billion, would it be, in revenue. That's not money you can launder and get illegal. So the money's coming from a very reputable company. Be Ready is a mechanism to access the money, but Be Ready doesn't pay you. Be Ready is a housing authority that allows people to come together and then make it happen. But we hitched our wagon to a $6 billion company. You can look that company up. Stream Energy is an extremely viable organization. It's been vetted legally and otherwise. And as far as Be Ready goes, because we don't take any money whatsoever, okay, this is a free opportunity for you to compile an organization and enter into a company, another legal opportunity. So how do you get pyramid out of that? I just don't know. And the Be Ready concept has been vetted. We have a legal staff member who's a UCA graduate and also a Stanford graduate who helped put together the legally pieces part of Be Ready. So pyramid is one of those things that at one time, back in the early 40s and 50s, people came up with scams. Quite quickly, the Attorney General came in and squashed all these things. It's really difficult to come up with a quote-unquote period these days because they're too easily sniffed out by the Attorney General. And people really understand a pyramid when they see it, when there's money moving around and nobody got no products to talk over of any kind.
Okay.
Robert Jefferson, our product our product of the Be Ready Marketing Group, our product is trust. That's our product. If you go on our site, you will see three words: trust, execute the plan, and be dependable. We are looking at that as our product. You all's call tonight was trust. When I trust you, you trust me, you tell somebody else they trust you. We've always said we just need a lot of people doing just a little bit. And the first execution is that you must trust. Trust the plan. It is a balanced equation. So I'm saying to you women of power, trust. Trust each other. As my mother said, you're not alone on an island. You're going to have to trust somebody. Thank you, Sister Lewis.
Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate that explanation for us and giving us those words of encouragement. We're down to our last 10 minutes, and I was wondering if there is anything else that you ladies want to share with us about Be Ready or about trusting in the plan. And as you give us your final comments, I would like for you to go ahead and give us the information to the website that we may go on, our listening audience may go on and look at the website, and any contact numbers that you feel you want to release to the our listening audience also. So whoever wants to start, go right ahead. We have 9 minutes.
Okay, the website is beready.biz. B, capital B, capital R, E-D-Y, God did. Okay. And we are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to BeReady, B-R-E-D-Y, at BeReady.biz. If you want a sponsor code key, just email us at that number, and we'll see that you get one right away. If you need to, if you would like to speak with any of us, my personal number is 412-913-8807. I can link you up with whomever it is that you'd like to speak with. My phone
would
is
you
on
do
24/7.
Something for me? Would
yes,
you do
I
something
will.
For me? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but tell us about the keys. How? What do we do with the keys when we get them once we go to the site? Just kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Okay, it's the expectation. If you come to this site, when you come to this site, you can sign in. There's a little tag that says, "Join the Prosperity Movement." You can join the Prosperity Movement at that juncture by filling in that card on the website. There is no cost whatsoever to sign up on this website. We will need to make sure that you get a sponsor code number so that you can actually go to that sponsor site and sign up on Clean Nation when directed to do so by our Robert Jefferson. So if you have any questions, if you would like a sponsor key, and there's no cost for the sponsor key, but if you accept a key, you also accept the responsibility of distributing the other 10 keys within the 72 hours that is our mantra. So when you sign up, you look at what we're doing at the investment to go to the Clean Nation website with Stream Energy is $19.95 a month. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call or send an email to the Be Ready website at BeReady, B-R-E-D-Y, at BeReady, B-R-E-D-Y dot biz. Do it today. And we will see that you get your sponsor code. If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to call me. I will see that you get connected with whomever you would like to speak with. Okay?
Okay. On the website, is there a list of ambassadors that
yes.
we can contact also?
Yes, there's a list of ambassadors. At the very top of the webpage, you can click the National Ambassadors List, and it lists the founder and all the leadership within the organization and the national ambassadors for each state. And they have an email address as well.
Okay. All right. That's what I was thinking. I had noticed that.
Sister Lewis.
Okay. Yes, sir.
This is Reverend Robert Hadley. I am the Vice President of National Organization, and I am praying right now that the Lord will send us ambassadors from the states of your listening audience. I do want to say, and I want to make this easy for you and your listening audience, when you actually go to the Be Ready site, you will see a place where that it does say your sponsor code. That means that someone has invited you into the movement. You remember I told you you want to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody? You put your sponsor code or your key in there. It is going to unlock for you at no charge. The 1995 comes later. You can put your key in at no charge on the Be Ready website. That's going to unlock you 10 more keys. You want to give those out within 72 hours. You will have not spent a dime. That's the trust part. There will come the time where we will execute the plan. But to the listening audience, if you need a key, contact us. I'm at 972-880-8470. On this call, every one of the ambassadors has a code to give to you. And those that may not be ambassadors, that just may be women of power, check with your other women of power on this call. They have some free sponsor codes that they would love to give to you so that you can pass on this movement to everybody across the country. No cost. Go on to the website, put in your sponsor code. You'll have 10 to give your other sisters of power. Thank you, Sister Lewis.
Thank you, Pastor. We appreciate the information. Now, we are down to our last 2 minutes, so I'm going to ask if there is anyone that has any other information or an announcement that our listening audience needs to hear. Are there any upcoming events that we need to know about for Be Ready or for anybody that is listening? And I do want to admonish you to join your local church on Sunday morning and as for Resurrection Sunday and give God the praises and the glory for what he's done for us. So I'm going to ask Reverend Hadley if you would go ahead and pray us out because we are at our 90 seconds.
Most holy and gracious God, the everlasting Father, Lord, we surrender to you even right now. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would forgive us of sin that we have done of omission and of commission because we know that you hate sin. But we also know that you loved us so much that you gave the best that you had. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for this time that you have put in our lives. Father, we surrender to you that you have a plan for us. You have a purpose for us. You have a place and a time for us. We surrender that to you. Father, we ask that you would grow and prosper these, your daughters. Father, we surrender them and lay them at your throne. Master, we know that you can do anything but fail, and you keep your promises.
Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We give you the glory and the honor that you are due. We do that all in the matchless name, the mighty name, the magnificent name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining my sister, my friend, tonight. We hope our listening audience has learned something tonight about the movement, and to go to the website and just check it out and see what God has for each of us. Ladies, again, I said thank you. We will talk again soon. God bless you, and have a marvelous Resurrection Sunday to each of you. God bless. Good night.
Same to you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.